Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to dive into some 2013 footy cards today. Been a while since we've opened a pack. So we'll dive into these, see how we go, see what sort of memories we can get from these fellas. All right, 2013. So you got to remember, this was the year that, of course, the Roosters had their star-studded side that they assembled at the start of the season, went on to win the premiership. 2012, the Melbourne Storm won that premiership, a cracking grand final between the Melbourne Storm and the Canterbury Bulldogs. Our first card in this pack is Jamie Soward from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. This would have been the last year or so before he headed over to the Penrith Panthers from the Dragons. Obviously, Jamie Soward started at the Sydney Roosters. I remember watching him play in reserve grade there for the Newtown Jets and then Roosters in Premier League and whatnot. He was incredible, and then he arrived at the Dragons under Nathan Brown. Wayne Bennett arrived, and his career really kicked off from there. Obviously, a guy that played State of Origin, he was a critical part of their 2010 premiership, the Dragons. Dare I say, he might have been the most valuable player, just quietly. He wasn't the best player, but he might have been the most valuable. His kicking game was unbelievable. When you've got a guy like him who can just turn the opposition around and put him into corners all day, you can take as many penalty goals as you want. You can just play that high percentage football. And of course, this guy essentially never missed a goal in 2010. He was unbelievable. So massive for the Dragons then. Our next man, Timmy Manor. Parramatta Eels champion, one club man. There was rumours of him leaving a couple of years ago. Did end up retiring at the Parramatta Eels, which was sensational to see. Just no frills, you know. No, doesn't take any shit, Timmy Manor. A brilliant front rower. Was a skipper of the Eels for a long time there. A sensational player. Our next one, Krizanen Inu. Obviously in a bit of trouble recently surrounding his comments with Jarryd Hayne. He has... I think he's had his contract terminated over there in England. When he did come on our podcast, seemed like a really nice fella. Obviously disappointing to hear those comments. Nothing that we stand by there in any way, shape, or form. So disappointing how it's gone for Inu over the last few months. But when I did talk to him 18 months ago, seemed like a nice guy. Chris Houston's our next man, Newcastle Knights. Jeez, this bloke, the grey hair at about age 26 or so, he always looked like he was 40 years old, Chris Houston. A guy that I think really underappreciated. Not a huge fella, 105-odd kilos. Still played well over 100, maybe 150 first grade games. Spent some time in England as well, I believe. Bit of X factor to him, bit of a skill set that sort of went underappreciated. Chris Houston, a really solid player. Next man, wow, Jordan Rankin. Now, obviously, Jordan Rankin, he was the youngest player at the time to play first grade. I think longest player in a long time. I remember I was at school when he made his debut. That would have been 2010 or so. And this is a kid, he'd been going really well in the juniors and whatnot. Came onto the scene, and he was essentially a fanboy of Scott Prince. It was unreal. It was a fantastic moment to see him come on so young. Dare I say, it's kind of derailed his career since, though. I think he started too early. There was too much hype on him. Probably wasn't at the right club, realistically, at the Gold Coast Titans. But he's always been a local junior up there, Jordan Rankin. He's gone to England. He's now returned to the NRL. I believe he's at the Parramatta Eels at the moment. Really solid footballer, and probably has been a little bit cursed by his early success and his early rise in our game, realistically. Okay, our hologram is, of course, Jonathan Thurston in this pack. Now, Thurston, 2013, this is just as the Cowboys seem to be losing every final series. There's really tough refereeing decisions against them just about every year, and it was only 2 years away now until Thurston would, of course, win the premiership in 2015. I think 2013, 2014. It's probably the best footy we ever saw from JT, to be honest with you. In 2014, he won the Dally M medal. He was unbelievable. Backed it up the year later with a Clive Churchill medal. Champion of our game, Thurston, one of the most entertaining ever. Next man is Corey Norman and his Brisbane Broncos kid. Obviously, Normie in a bit of trouble at the moment trying to secure a contract for next year. The Dragons have told him that he's unwanted. He had a statement the other day where he came out and spoke about how there's a couple of young guys there, very impressive. And, you know, I said on my post the other day, he understands that obviously when Normie was a young guy coming through at Brisbane Broncos, even when he was at Parramatta, it would have been a number of older guys that he probably forced out with his talent. So this is just the way it goes, and seeing a young Corey Norman here, geez, he was impressive when he first burst onto the scene for the Brisbane Broncos. He was unreal. Shown little bits and pieces of it at Parramatta. There was almost that year where when he won the Dally M medal, he was unreal. Since arriving at the Dragons, been little flashes here and there, but it has generally been pretty underwhelming. Our next man, in his North Queensland Cowboys kit, it is, of course, Tariq Sims, the guy that's played for the Cowboys. I think the Newcastle Knights, and now he's at the Dragons. Obviously played Origin the other day, set up a brilliant try for Brian To'o. Has always been a real goer. Obviously burst onto the scene up at the Cowboys, and some of the runs he was taking up there was unreal. Some of the tries he was scoring as well, he looked like a little Sonny Bill Williams for a while there. His body has broken down a little bit over the years, which has probably cost him a lot of football and a lot of success. But Tariq Sims, still a very, very solid footballer. You can't question the belief he has in himself and how much he loves his footy, his passion. Next man, Tau Tau Moga, a guy that came through living in the South Sydney area. This is when he was in his Roosters days, and just injuries have just derailed this career. He's so talented, Tau Tau Moga. He started at the Roosters, went to Brisbane, went to Newcastle. Now he's playing reserve grade at South Sydney. I'd love to see him get another chance, but as I said, injuries have just been so cruel to this guy. I think we forget just how talented this guy is day to day. Next man, we've got Dally Cherry Evans from the Manly Seagulls. This is 2013, so 2 years after they won the premiership, he burst onto the scene, exploded in 2011 with Kieran Foran by his side. Obviously, he's gone on to be the Australian halfback, the Queensland halfback for a long time. He's currently the Queensland skipper as well. And it'd be very interesting to see if the Kangaroos, if they would have been named at the end of last year or even this year, if he's going to be the skipper of that side, or if Nathan Cleary takes the jersey off him. Interesting to see who will be the next skipper of the Kangaroos. It's one thing I haven't really heard spoken too much about. You've got to remember Boyd Cordner, ever since he's been injured, he hasn't had an opportunity to represent Australia. So you've got James Tedesco, you've got DC, you've got Jake Trbojevic, these sort of guys. Interesting to see which way they go. Our last card is Benny Matalino, a guy that obviously played for the New Zealand Warriors, made his way over to the West Tigers after that. Didn't really live up to expectations of the West Tigers. Was a little bit disappointing, but I'll always remember Benny Matalino for his time at the New Zealand Warriors. He was unreal. Obviously a Kiwi as well, a New Zealand Kiwi representative, a sensational player, well over 100 first grade games, had a fantastic career, Ben Matalino.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.